Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting third. The left fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Severson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Rooker. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball four. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Machick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to third. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Alou reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Machick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to third. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Machick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Tenarche and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkpatrick. The throw from Tenarche and he is out, Green applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche strikes out. There goes Jackson. The throw from Kirkpatrick to second, and Jackson is out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick strikes out. There goes Shaw. The throw from 10 Arche to Campaneris, and Shaw is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobley takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hobley. The throw from Rooker and he throws it away. Hobley is safe on the error. Campaneris moves to third. Hobley moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campaneris tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Matchick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Rooker reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rooker scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Otis moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Royals, 2. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Severson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tenarche. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Severson applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schall moves to third. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-1 in the game. Severson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schall scores. Matchick moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, Royals, 3. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hobley hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Tenarche and he is safe. Otis steals second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Kelly chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Kirkpatrick fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kirkpatrick. Jackson is thrown out after the base hit. Alou scores. Bando goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tenarche is walked intentionally. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Tommy Matschik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matschik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matschik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hovley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Severson is hit by the pitch. Jackie Hernandez pinch hits for Jim Rooker. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez bunts towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. Severson moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bob Locker now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Severson moves to third. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Severson scores. Otis moves to third. It's Athletics, 5, Royals, 5. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis bunts in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. There goes Bando. The throw from Kirkpatrick to Severson, and Bando is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Matschik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schall. The throw from Ten Arche and he is safe. Schall steals second. Tommy Matschik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matschik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matschik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schall moves to third. One out. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Spriggs pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Spriggs reaches second base with a double. Schall scores. It's Athletics, 6, Royals, 6. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. 10RCA takes first base on ball 4. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Gene 10RCA. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Brooks pinch hits for Bob Locker. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Frank Fernandez now catching. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Piniella is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Bergmeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 4 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant bunts towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson misplays the ball. That's an error on Severson. Green scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Athletics. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Hobley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson, who is chasing the ball. Piniella reaches third base with a triple. Kelly scores. Kirkpatrick goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.